This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And thank you very much for tuning in and listening to us and the different means that you're doing via the Internet. Like many of our great military men and women who are listening to us around the world right now. And thank you very much for the job you do keeping America free and safe. Plus to all our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, our 911 dispatchers, and tonight, we're going to include those snowplow drivers and those sander trucks that are out there working double time, overtime, to keep the roads open in the various areas where they got that tremendous snowstorm coming down right now with the blizzard conditions in five different states. Now, we also want you to remember the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics that keep America moving, too. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. We got a whole bunch of free stuff over there and some things you can take advantage of. Joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Come in.
Good morning.
Well, we were talking about the budget, and we were talking about things to begin with, and I want to talk a little bit now about the Navy, because the Navy is talking about retiring the USS Harry S. Truman, because apparently these large floating platforms have been getting attacked a lot via China. Hackers have been jumping into the bandwagon here and trying to upset the apple cart. And now the Navy is going after putting more submarines, more Columbia-class submarines, which is the nuclear-powered, the nuclear missile-capable submarines out there, run silent, run deep, right?
Okay.
Well, I mean, what do you think of that idea? I mean, a lot of people are saying, well, wait a minute, we can't get rid of the carriers. That's how we get our Marine Expeditionary Forces out there.
Well, I mean, it's a floating launch pad, you know, for aircraft.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm not sure how many F-35s are going to land in the submarine. Much less
none
five.
That I know. Yeah, but here's the deal. Okay, I get it. I understand what they're doing. The Navy, by the way, this year is going to hit a milestone in 2020. They're finally going to go above the 300 ship mark for the first time since 2002, and it's a big step towards its current goal of 355 ships and assigned to service after decades of contracting and reduction is growing yet again. And we talked about this because under Barack Obama, with all the cuts he made, you said that for every... What was it, for every 2 years, what was the scenario you used?
Every day that goes by, we lose our advantage by a factor of two. So, I mean, you're supposed to stay ahead. So if you're not ahead, then you're losing a day, and then, you know, you have to add the day that you're in. So, you know, as bad as it is, multiply that by a factor of at least two.
Okay. Now, the Army, not to be outdone by anybody else, is seeking $182 billion in fiscal year 2020 to pave the way for a modernized force. And they are certainly going to be looking at a lot of different things. There's a lot of activity with these drones going around with these frontline combat units. They call them portable drones. And in some cases, the soldiers will be able to actually carry them in their backpacks and release the drones, and up in the air they go.
Right. That's not a new phenomenon.
No, we've had them for a while, but they're called drone swarms, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and I think they've been using those, correct me if I'm wrong, I think they've been using those against ISIS there in that area of Syria.
I don't know necessarily about Syria because there's so much air activity over there, including as we speak, you know, we were supposed to be over the bombing in Idlib by Russian aircraft in by Assad, but as recently as yesterday, they're still bombing and still killing civilians.
Yeah, and they're just absolutely leveling blocks is what they're doing now. It's like, you know, now you see the buildings and now you don't because they destroyed all of them.
Correct.
Yeah, because Russia doesn't just bomb. They don't precision bomb anybody. They carpet bomb. When they drop them, they drop 50 at one time in a general area.
I don't know about that, but I mean...
Well, their bombers used to do that, yeah.
You know, we're supposed to have been over this fight with Islamic State, so why are we still bombing?
Yeah, you tell me and we'll both know, right?
I can't. I don't know. You know, I've got two people over there that I communicate with often, and, you know, they're still killing civilians. Thank you, Russia.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we know that the missile defense review, we're taking a look at the missile defense agency. Their $9.4 billion fiscal year 2020 budget request is a little bit smaller than last year's $9 billion request, but they are in the midst of trying to come to grips with what it is that we need to do in terms of ICBMs or Tomahawks or whatever it is we're going to use and however we're going to use them when it comes to our deterrent and our defense against other systems that could come against us.
Well, the other thing, too, is that we have to keep pace with the threats that Russia has as far as their technology. They keep, you know, introducing these, you know, hypersonic, you know, hyper this, hyper that. And
right.
We have to determine where we are. Certainly the Air Force and the Pentagon know that, but I don't think we know all of those details. The other thing, too, is where we're going to put these weapon systems. It looks like Poland did cough up $2 billion to put Camp Trump in Poland.
Okay, well, hold that thought. When we come back, folks, we'll have some more discussion. We'll finish up our discussion about the budget because Space Force, if you will, is going to be included in this, and there's money set aside for it. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. We appreciate that very much. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country, is brought to you by our friends at the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, for a limited time, you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. Sign up for the free gun a day giveaway that's going on there. A different gun every day. That's number one. And number two, while you're there, check out membership in the USCCA. Because if you join, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning Concealed Carry Magazine, which has got all kinds of savings in it every month, plus great information, stories, news, and information stories there that can definitely help you with any questions or problems that you have. And, of course, don't forget all that free gun training over there, too, with the laws and the safety programs and the videos. They're there just for becoming a member. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
The other new agency that's going to add up some money is the U.S. Space Command, which is going to be brand new. And within the Space Command, they want to create a space development agency geared towards acquiring cutting-edge space tech more rapidly. Now, that's a paltry $9 billion. Again, this is all subject to approval by the House of Representatives and the Senate and all that stuff. But a very ambitious budget program, to say the least, by the president.
Well, it is, but, you know, it needs to be ambitious. We've got a lot of work to do to recover still. As far as the Space Command, remember it was Trump that wanted to have it as a whole special branch of military. It appears that that has now been watered down in Space Command will stay within the Air Force. The interesting thing is the governors and or states that are wanting to have that component, Space Command, headquartered in their respective states. Colorado wants it there, but here comes Greg Abbott of Texas, and he's wanting it in Texas.
Probably in Houston.
So I would say, hello, where's Ron DeSantis?
Well,
we need it over here.
Yeah, DeSantis is already, somebody in Florida already, oh, I think it was Rick Scott. Maybe it was Rick Scott, but somebody already said, we've got it all set up to go here at Cape Canaveral. Bring it on.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So it'll be kind of interesting necessarily where that goes. In the meantime, part of the budget that is huge that I would say is even behind, more so than we think, is the whole cyber component.
Yeah, yeah.
China and Russia and Iran, we cannot overlook Iran, continue to hack. And they're particularly going after the Navy. So we have been giving some testimony to the Senate Armed Services Committee about these hackers, especially the Chinese, that are hacking not only the Navy, but their partners, their contractors, and subcontractors. A lot of it is concentrating on underwater stuff. So we have the Navy Secretary that he launched a review, and he literally used the word hemorrhaging. We're just hemorrhaging in very important undersea warfare programs. So it's kind of like, well, where's Congress on this? I mean, because I think this is an act of war, personally. But
well, did you hear what Russia had to say recently?
I don't know.
They're going to arm a secretive submarine with six nuclear doomsday devices coming out in 2020. Russia state media announced it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Doomsday devices. Okay.
Well, we don't know how much of that is Russian bluster, because they are full of that. But, I mean, we have to take everything that they say seriously. So we're in a dangerous spot. I don't think that can be denied.
I totally agree with you. And kind of changing gear here a little bit, changing gears. The Pentagon is now trying to find a military base capable of housing as many as 6,000 unaccompanied children who crossed the U.S.-Mexican border. Now, they came across unaccompanied. Nobody was with them. The U.S., of course, is waiting now for another surge of people to come across the border and say, hey, we want asylum. We here to asylum or whatever. But I don't know. What are we going to do with these kids? Jeez.
Well, under the Obama administration, what did we do? We put them in Fort Sill. Was that right?
I believe it was. Yep, it was Oklahoma. I know that.
Mm-hmm. So, I think that's still part of the discussion. But, I mean, look, to the Democrats, that in itself is an emergency. I mean, I don't understand why we still can't seem to get this right. You know, where does Cory Booker or Kamala Harris or Nancy Pelosi think we're going to put 6,000 children that have no adults, you know, in their lives? Where is that going to happen?
Put them in California. Let the Hollywood elites take care of them. Just saying. Never happened, I know, but just saying.
Yeah, so that's where we are.
I mean, if they want to show their compassion and all this and that and the other, and they want to show how great they are, let them take their millions of dollars instead of trying to get their kids into selected colleges. Let's let them take their millions of dollars and take care of these kids that were just shipped over here from wherever the heck they came from.
Well, don't disagree.
Okay. Now, obviously, we have got people that want to join the military that are here from other countries, and The Pentagon program designed to screen potential recruits with foreign ties, including green card holders and some U.S. citizens, has prompted a lot of questions from military officials and intel people, too, about whether or not it will have detrimental effects on the service, according to emails and documents obtained by the Washington Post. Now, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to this Omar and Tlaib and AOC, not so much her, but the other two. And all they're doing, and these are on, these one of them's on the Foreign, what, Affairs Committee?
Yeah, Ilhan Omar is.
Good God, these people are secure. In the real world, these people are in, are security risks. What the hell are they doing on that committee?
Well, you know, I remember reading an article about the Zen thing, but you have to have a level of security clearance.
Yeah.
To be on the Foreign Intelligence Committee on the, in the House side. So given the fact that we can't, you won't cough up, you know, certain documents, I guess the big question is, who approved her for a security clearance?
Well, it'd be Nancy Pelosi put her on a committee with the permission of Engel, who's the chairman, and Engel wants her off.
So here is where we are.
Yeah, but he's the chairman, and the leader is Pelosi, and she's not buying it yet anyway. You know, I got to talk about this before we run out of time. Yesterday, Facebook and Instagram and Messenger and WhatsApp was down for about 8 hours, and they've had some problems during the night as well with the applications. And the millennials went absolutely nuts because they couldn't communicate with anybody, and they couldn't post their little pictures on Facebook and this, that, and the other. I suppose some of the X generation, Z generation might have been a little bit involved too, but I had a good time because I just went over to Twitter and sent all my stuff out that way, which is the way I used to do it. And it was like old home day again.
Okay, cool.
So it didn't bother me, but you know, I was astounded. One of my friends told me, they said their daughter in college said she doesn't even have the phone numbers for these people because they only communicate on Messenger.
Correct.
Wow, how times have changed.
Well, indeed so, but it was a worldwide outage. I got some friends in Britain that were like, what the heck is going on? And it took them a long time. They kept saying it was down for maintenance, and then they finally said, well, we got some issues. So, I mean, if you don't think that Facebook lies to you, therein lies a lie.
Oh, yeah, and there's an investigation being sought after about the data and all that sort of stuff, what they're doing with the data, because they're mining it and selling it. All right, we'll talk to you not tomorrow night, because you're going to be riding around in a blue light car.
Yes, sir.
Well, we'll talk to you on the weekend show. All right, Denise Simon, have a great day. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. If you get in trouble in North Pinellas County, and a sheriff's car pulls up behind you, it might be Denise and the guy she's doing the ride-along with. So be careful. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Even before his attorney could comment on his new 3.5-year sentence, former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort was indicted on 16 counts of fraud and conspiracy in New York. WCBS-TV's Peter Haskell reports.
Prosecutors claim Manafort pocketed millions of dollars by giving banks phony documents. It seems likely Manafort's attorney will argue he already faced these charges in federal court. Rebecca Royfe teaches at New York Law and is a former assistant DA in Manhattan.
I am fairly sure that the DA's office has also analyzed the facts carefully and has a good argument, at least, that these charges aren't covered by double jeopardy.
Royfe believes Manafort signaled to the president his interest in a pardon.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 148, the S&P 500 up 19, and the NASDAQ up 52 points. This is USA Radio News.
In 15 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy it is. And this edition of the Military and Veterans News brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, if you're in a dead-end, go-nowhere job, and you've got no chance of the future, a pay raise, a promotion, you're just stuck in a rut, I got an idea for you that's going to get you right on track really quick after the proper training at National Aviation Academy. And here's more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, look, guys and gals, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. I'll repeat that. Unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. It's not uncommon to start at 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, or even $100,000 a year if you wind up going overseas with a company that sends you over to a foreign country, either a government contractor or possibly even a commercial airline. But I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, the other in Clearwater, Florida. Check them out online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. Again, that number is 800-659-2080. Schedule the tour. Take a tour of one of the facilities closest to you. And when you do, make sure you tell them the captain sent you. The number again, 800-659-2080. The website, NAA.edu. Tell them the captain sent you. Well, the Army is moving to regain the missile defense edge that they have and have had against Russia and China, although that edge has gotten a lot closer lately. And again, we're trying to play catch-up with some of the military branches that have been just torn down after 8 years of Barack Obama and all the cuts that were made that took us backwards. And as you heard Denise and I talking about, we actually lost about 16 years of advancements we should have been making when Barack Obama was the president, and that's a shame. Now, the radars and missile systems that the Army uses now to defend against air attacks are outdated and don't play well together. But major increases in the rigor of the recent budget request and aggressive testing and fielding timelines aim to fix that problem with the Army. So hopefully that'll work sooner rather than later. Now, you heard about the Ethiopian plane crash and that there were 8 Americans that were killed. Well, now we have to sadly report that one of them was a United States Army captain, Antoine Lewis. He was one of the 8 Americans killed when the Ethiopian Airlines plane crashed on Sunday. And our thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family. The Marine Corps is gearing up for a complex ground fight by adding hundreds more infantry squad leaders, special operators, cyber marines, and information warfare experts. Now, the Marines, not to be outdone, are ramping things up, because they get it, they understand it, and they're on top of their A-game. And, of course, with these MEUs, these Marine Expeditionary Units that are out there, we're all sitting here wondering what they're going to do when they get rid of one carrier that's in the fleet. Where's that MEU going to go? Oh, well, we'll find out soon, won't we? By the way, it's not every day that a guided missile destroyer performs what's traditionally a Coast Guard rescue mission. But 26 passengers were plucked from a rickety old sailboat, and they're probably very glad that the James E. Williams came to help. It was a rescue the warship made from a dilapidated sailboat with a whole bunch of people were on, just out for a day in the ocean, I guess. Also, the Associated Press is reporting that police say an employee of a Connecticut company that builds submarines for the U.S. Navy has been charged with making a credible threat against the lives of specific coworkers. Wow. Not even smart. And the Air Force has resumed KC-46 deliveries after Boeing changed the inspections. The Air Force has resumed receiving KC-46 tankers because it passed a debris inspection at Boeing's production facility after previous problems with loose objects inside the aircraft were brought to light. Now, the Air Force last summer unveiled with great fanfare its plan to expand the number of operational squadrons by nearly one quarter. There is no sign yet of the 74 new squadrons, which are in the budget. And the Air Force is saying that the effort is not dead. They're still trying to get that done. Now, many of you in Colorado know where the Peterson Air Force Base is. And a water utility company and the owner of a farm in Colorado Springs are suing the federal government now for at least $18 million, claiming the Air Force broke military policies while using and disposing of hazardous waste at the Peterson Air Force Base, where the firefighting team tainted an aquifer by dumping toxic material in it. We'll see. By the way, speaking of the Marines, The Marine Expeditionary Unit is a floating force in readiness, normally on an aircraft carrier or on an amphibious assault ship, hauling grunts, aircraft, and tactical vehicles to rapidly respond around the globe to whatever the crises may be at the moment. And the Marine Corps plans to grow by only 100 Marines next year to 186,200 in fiscal year 2020. And that investment focuses predominantly on Marines with high-end skills and weapons and tech for the modern battlefield, which includes the Reaper drones in the budget requests to go out on the battlefield with the MEU units. So there you go. Also, the companies in Norway, Lockheed and AIM, established a F-16 sustainment hub in Norway to support the global F-16 fleet. We'll see how all that works out in the days and weeks ahead. And the Kongsberg Gruppen Corporation in Japan is going to be the supply arm for the first joint strike missiles for Japan's fleet of F-35 fighter jets that was revealed yesterday. And we'll see how all that works out. Now, a Georgia woman has been arrested and accused of helping the Islamic State carry out cyber attacks against Americans. The DOJ reported this yesterday. I don't have any name or identification yet on the woman, just a story that just happened to pop up on the wires here. So you'll probably be hearing about that later on in the day. And about one quarter of the 2020 defense budget is locked up in the what they call the slush funds. Now, that's sure to come up when Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan testifies today in front of Congress about these slush funds, because lawmakers want to know why there's a slush fund to begin with and what they're doing with it when they have it. Now, it should also be mentioned that the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee said that he plans to try to block funding for President Trump's low-yield nuclear weapon program as part of this year's defense policy bill. I don't know how that's going to work. We'll see. We'll see. But anyway, it becomes another one of those he said, she said type deals, right? And the U.S. is saying that North Korea and the diplomacy there is very much alive, but it's very closely watching the rocket site. And I've got some good news to report about that. Any construction that was being done at that rocket site has stopped, and things have been cleared and moved out of the way again. There has been no other activity since we reported the fact that they appear to have made it to where they can at least launch rockets and small missiles again in North Korea. And we'll be coming right back with more. The Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point Software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and now it's time for the beach and boating forecast brought to you by our good friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club has 168 locations across the United States, and we have the largest location right here in Tampa Bay, 19 different ports here in the Tampa Bay area, as well as over 300 boats to choose from. Want to go out in the bay? Got you covered. Want to go out in the Gulf? Got you covered. Want to go up in a river or a lake? Got you covered. Now today, Thursday, it'll be partly sunny here in the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast and Tampa Bay. It'll be rather breezy with east winds during the day, picking up to as much as 20 miles per hour on and off. Seas will start out with a 1 to 2 and then 2 to 3 foot moderate chop. The Gulf and the Bay water temperature is 72 degrees today. We had our low tide at 3:08 a.m. Our high tide is coming at 7:39 a.m. And it's going to be a pretty good day to be out on a boat today. By the way, we do have some weather headed our way a little bit later in the week. It looks like as if we'll have some rain come possibly Thursday night, Friday. Chances are better Saturday. Chances are even better there. So we'll see how all that plays out. But I want to let you know that the Freedom Boat Club, which is a national organization, has 168 locations. That means if you're listening to me right now around the country, there's a strong possibility there's a Freedom Boat Club franchise somewhere near you. Now, obviously, in the middle of winter, you're not going to be going out on the Great Lakes. But anywhere around the Gulf, anywhere around the Gulf of Mexico, I guarantee you'll be out there on those boats. And San Diego, California, where they've got a nice ocean-going port there, and you can get on a boat, and if you want to go out in the Pacific Ocean, have at it. You've got some pretty good-sized boats there to do that. But all you got to do, first of all, is to check them out online. FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com, the website. And take a look at the three different great plans they've got. First of all, if you're just down here or around the Gulf or California or the warmer weather ports that go 12 months of the year, would you consider the seasonal plan if you're there for a month or two or three? Because you can join for a short period of time. Now, you won't get reciprocity all across the country, but you'll be able to take out a boat in the local areas that you're in, and there you go. Voila, in like Flynn. But should you join the economy plan, which is the five-day-a-week plan, Monday through Friday, which is the one I'm in, great for retirees and those who have to work on the weekend or have other things to do on a weekend, then you get your first month of member dues free, unlimited weekday usage at all the locations here in the Tampa Bay area and wherever else you might happen to be around the country if you join and then take it back where you came from. And you get rolling reservations, too, four at a time. Plus, you get reciprocity anywhere in the system. Now, the membership is good for you and another member of your household. Also, you can add partners by splitting the one-time entry fee. You want to have one partner, you want to have two partners, you want to have three partners, that's all fine. You can do it. One's got the boat 1 week, one's got it the next, and so on and so forth. People have done that. Now, you will save, right now, with a special deal they got going, $1,000 off the membership to join if you tell them the captain sent you. $1,000. Now, it gets better if you're active duty military, retired military, current badge-holding first responder, EMT, firefighter, police, or a retired EMT, firefighter, police officer, and 911 dispatcher, current or retired. You'll get another $500. Plus, if you're in the medical profession, guess what? Whether you work in a hospital, doctor's office, nursing home, convalescent facility, laboratory, if you're in the medical profession, you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000. Tell them the captain sent you off that one-time membership fee. Then they have the standard fee, 7 days a week. That's Monday through Sunday. First month of member dues free, unlimited seven-day usage, four rolling reservations at a time, reciprocity anywhere in the country for you and your member of your household. Again, you can split it up if you want to, one person, two persons, three, four, whatever you want to do. And again, the same thing applies with the discounts off the one-time entry fee. So here's the phone number, wherever you're at, toll-free, 855-FREEDOM, 855, the word freedom. One more time, 855 the word freedom. Give them a call and you'll find out what it's all about. The best membership group in the country, anywhere, bar none, Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club. 855-FREEDOM. Tell them the captain sent you. Now, a couple of things for you to note. I get out and do things lots of times on the weekend, plus during the week. I travel around the home area here at Tampa Bay. But coming up on the 23rd, we're going to go up into the North Country, going up into Citrus County. I'll be at Crystal River Saturday, March the 23rd at Moss Nissan, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group, from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Now, I will have with me coupons for anyone that takes a test drive for the Plantation Inn and Golf Resort for a twosome on a golf range on the 18-hole golf course. I'll have those to give away free. Plus, Moss Nissan will be serving lunch free to all of my listeners that stop by and say hello. And you can check out all the great deals on the new and pre-owned vehicles. Remember, you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, all 911 dispatchers, active or retired, you get preferred pricing that saves you thousands of dollars off a brand new vehicle. And they got some real beauties there. And certified pre-owned, you get it wholesale. Plus, you get Moss Care on the vehicle, which is peace of mind, a warranty, an extended warranty, a good one too. You also get free lifetime oil changes, free lifetime tire rotation, and service from some of the best technicians in the business. And they do what they say they're going to do. They make a deal with you. The deal is the deal. That's it. Bottom line. No discussion, no arguments, no nothing. They're really good people. So remember the date, Saturday, March 23rd from 12 noon to 4 p.m. Moss Nissan, U.S. 19, Crystal River. I'll be up there. Stop by. Say howdy, howdy. And you folks in Georgia, you folks in the Panhandle, you folks up there in Jacksonville, Alabama, come on down. It's worth the drive. If you're interested in a vehicle, it's worth the drive. You're not going to get this deal up there by you. We all know that already, which is why people are driving from all around the country to come see Moss Family Automotive Group. Now, Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook is coming up top of the next hour. And we're going to be talking about a lot of different things. Now, I want you to pay attention to what these commentators believe the former Starbucks CEO, Howard Schultz, is going to do when he enters the ring as an independent candidate for president. But does independent candidate mean maybe he'll become a libertarian and run that way? But listen to what these people are talking about that he's about to announce.
So let's turn to that exclusive new reporting for NBC News Mika on some upcoming plans for former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz as he mulls a 2020 independent run for president. Joining us now is senior media reporter for NBC News and MSNBC, Dylan Byers. Dylan, good morning. I understand Howard Schultz has an event there in Miami today. What do you expect to hear?
Sure. So he's giving a speech later today at Miami-Dade College, and what he will do for the first time is actually lay out a vision of what his presidency would be, as opposed to just laying out a vision of what it would not be. And that will include a number of specific promises, including a promise not to sign any legislation unless it has bipartisan support, a promise not to nominate any Supreme Court nominee who does not have two-thirds support in the Senate. He will also promise to have a cross-partisan cabinet of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. And interestingly, he will also pledge to have more women in his cabinet than any previous president.
All righty, there you go. And I'll be right back with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.